This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Based on election results this past week, Missouri voters might be better described as gung-ho for the status quo. With the notable exception of Missouri's preference for Republican Mitt Romney over Democratic President Barack Obama, voters rejected change in virtually every significant race and ballot proposal. Missourians reelected incumbents for both chambers of Congress, governor, and other state executive offices. Republicans kept their large majority in the state legislature. All of Missouri's judges were retained, and voters opted not to change the state's tobacco tax or judicial nominating system. Some political scientists believe voters meant to preserve the status quo. Others think it might be a coincidence, as voters made choices on individual candidates and ballot questions. Also sticking with the status quo, Cole County and Jefferson City residents voted against extending Jefferson City's boundaries last week. Proposition 1 would have extended city limits to include an area called Meadows by the Lake, along with two hotels and a store within the area. City Administrator Nathan Nicholas says there was a high voter turnout, and 65% of voters agreed with it. But the support needed to pass the proposition was still a little short of the 66.6%. Nicholas says the reason for the proposition failure could be tied to voters not being informed about it.
There was a high number of people who just didn't vote on that issue whatsoever. That kind of indicates to me that a lot of people maybe just weren't aware of it.
Nicholas says the city respects the voting decision and continues to look forward to growing Jefferson City. Missouri voters overwhelmingly rejected an attempt to tweak the state's nonpartisan court plan. That's used for selecting nominees for the state's Supreme Court, appeals courts, and a few of the state's circuit courts. As Marshall Griffin tells us, Amendment 3's opponents are now preparing for more attempts to alter the so-called Missouri Plan.
Missouri Bar President Pat Stark says he believes Amendment 3's creators will continue to look for ways to, quote, destroy the state's nonpartisan court plan.
We're contemplating they're coming back with something more extreme than what they had previously, so we're going to work to get ready for that. What's that mean? Probably be some fundraising.
Stark says Amendment 3 would have given the governor too much power over who gets selected for Missouri's highest courts. The failed amendment's supporters are on record as saying the nonpartisan court plan is not nonpartisan, that it gives the Missouri bar and so-called liberal attorneys too much control over who eventually gets to sit on the state's highest courts. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The MU Faculty Council passed a proposal that would give non-tenure-track faculty appropriate representation and policy voting rights at a meeting last week. Last year, 36% of the MU faculty was ranked non-tenure-track. Although some colleges within MU give these faculty members voting rights, Dr. Harry Tyrer, chairman of the Faculty Council, says it is important to give all NTT faculty rights equal to their tenured peers. Tyra will host forums and create informational websites before moving the proposal to a faculty-wide vote. Should the proposal get a majority vote, it would go before the MU Board of Curators. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik is planning to review the Department of Social Services administration of two assistance programs. Schweik says the audit will focus on temporary assistance for needy families and the electronic benefit transfer process, which is used to access food stamps. The audit has been added to the 2013 schedule for Schweik's office. Schweik pointed to the recent reports of benefits being accessed from casinos, gentlemen's clubs, and locations around the world. He says the assistance programs are not intended to finance recipients' entertainment or to pay for their vacations. The United Way of Central Missouri raised more money than it planned to during this year's community fundraising campaign. The United Way's goal was $1.65 million, and it raised $1.7 million. Ann Bax, president of the United Way of Central Missouri, says the money raised will be allocated among the 25 agencies they serve.
We've tried to partner with agencies that kind of fit together like a puzzle and address all of the needs that are here in our community that we serve.
Between August and October of this year, local businesses and the community helped raise all of the money for the campaign. The newest Veterans Memorial at the University of Missouri will be based on an architecture student's design. The Columbia Missourian reports that the memorial will be in Memorial Union North. The Mizzou Alumni Association website says the Memorial Union Tower was completed in 1926 to remember MU students killed in World War I. The North Wing was rededicated after World War II and completed in 1952. Three designs have been chosen from 14 student proposals. One of those proposals will be presented to MU Chancellor Brady Deaton and other administrators, possibly after a public showing. Construction on the project is likely to start sometime next year. The FastCat Express route will run on a condensed schedule during the upcoming academic breaks for the University of Missouri and Stevens College. The shorter schedule starts this Friday, November 16th, and regular operations will resume Monday, November 26th. Marketing specialist for Columbia Transit, Krista Holtzclaw, explains the altered route will mirror all other regular Columbia Transit routes.
Because it's a student-centric route and it runs through MU's campus, Stevens College campus in downtown, we're obviously still running, but we're going to run hours that are not as student-focused, so they're not as late at night, etc.
No Columbia Public Transportation will run Thanksgiving Day. The route will have altered hours for academic breaks. Times will be released online at ridefastcat.com. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.